Happy New Year, party people. Happy New Year. I don't know if you know this, but Dallas-Fort Worth home sales are at an almost two-year high, 21, 22 months at this point. We got more home selling right now than we have had in 21 or 22 months. What the heck does that mean? Well, it means people are a little more optimistic. People are a little less patient. People are a little bit more motivated. That's what we think. What we know is people are buying more houses. People are shopping and closing and funding and moving into more houses in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in January of 2025 than they have been in almost two full years since spring 2 years back. So that's the data. That's reliable. And we'll talk about what the heck it means for you as a buyer, a seller, a homeowner, someone who wants to be a homeowner potentially this year. If you are thinking about buying or selling a house this year, you need to get in touch with us at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team very quickly. We have space specifically for sellers. We have space for about 18 sellers to sell a home on land with a bigger lot and another 18 sellers to sell a typical neighborhood home in a desirable neighborhood. And that's our capacity to delight our clients, to guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. We have a track record of doing that for 20 years now, celebrating 20 years of doing this stuff, folks. And you can go check us out on Google and see over 700 five-star reviews and see what people think in different parts of town. You can go to the website, go to the seller's page, click the map, and see every place most of the places we've sold homes. It's all over the place. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Let us know you'd like one of those spots or you'd like to get on the waiting list to get that done in spring or summer or right now or fall or winter. But the spring, summertime, for whatever reason, we've coached you for years that that's not the only time, but that is when the bulk of people get it done, and that is our capacity to do that. So let us know if you'd like to be one of those people that we do sell your home or home on land for over the average price and in under the average time in 2025, 214-310-0008, 214-310-0008, or ToddTremontiTeam.com. Now, we are going to have Patrick Glaros on the show at some point this morning. We'll get him on the phone. We'll talk a little bit about interest rates in 2025, talk about mortgage options, things that have changed, things that he thinks or we think might change as we make our way through 2025, which I think will be quite an adventure this year, mostly in really, really positive ways. But we're going to talk to Patrick about that and probably do so here pretty darn quick. But we're also going to talk about our market forecast for 2025 and what we think will impact homeowners, home buyers, home sellers, and kind of give you an idea of what we're telling our clients. Now, of course, if you want a deep dive on what we're telling our friends and clients and neighbors, you can grab a free strategy session anytime you like, 45 to 90 minutes, ideally in person. Worst case, we can do an abbreviated version by Zoom. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to sign anything or commit to anything, but we can help you get your 2025 real estate goals or 26 or 27 future real estate goals kind of on paper or clear in your head with a strategy and some market data so that you can sleep well at night knowing that you at least have a plan. It looks like we have Patrick on the phone. Are you there, Patrick?
I am. How are we doing today?
We're doing well. We're glad to have you with us. I know you're busy today and you're in and out of meetings. You're a very important man. I don't know if anybody's told you that lately, but we're very clear that you, sir, are a very important man. What people want to know, and we'll focus on really one main thing today and then let you run. People want to know, and I know it's a totally unfair question, they want to know what mortgage rates are going to do this year. So I'll give you 2 seconds to formulate either a numeric or a political answer there. But we also want to know how all you can help us, right? So if I'm planning to do something right now or later this year, so what are your thoughts on rates? And then kind of what can you do to help folks?
Always a great question on what are rates going to do. And as I always say, crystal ball is still in the shop. However, I do expect we're going to see more volatility with interest rates. But you know what? That's the opportunity. It's this volatility, this uncertainty with what's going to happen with interest rates that's creating some of these amazing opportunities that you guys find in the real estate market. So I do expect that we're going to continue to see interest rates mostly with a six in front of it through 2025. Right now, to start the year, we are on the higher end of that, where we're seeing things in the higher sixes, even in the low sevens. But things come and go, and I do think we are at the higher end of this range that we've been trading in from a rate standpoint, and we've got a great likelihood that we see rates lower in the future. So
let me jump in there real quick.
Yeah.
So to save you from having to give some specific number, because that's totally insane, and people that do that are probably more hurting than helping. Somewhere in the sixes is kind of your approach for the whole year. We're on the high end now. You would say at some points, unknown throughout this year, we may be mid sixes or even kind of low mid sixes. Is that a fair summary?
Totally fair. And I think we'll see windows of opportunities where we could get into the high fives throughout that time period. We just know when those come about, they're going to be fleeting opportunities. So we need to be ready to go, have things in place, ready to strike when the iron's hot.
Okay.
It's going to bounce around.
So what does it mean to have things in place? Do I call you? Do we have to do a ton of paperwork? Is it a phone call? Are we online? Do we get face-to-face? What do I need to do to be really ready, so if something like that happens, I can go?
Well, we are here local and serving the North Texas market, so we can have face-to-face, but it certainly doesn't have to be that formal. Everything can start with a phone conversation, but being ready is really just having an initial consultation, gathering some details that we call a loan application. That's really just some of the personal details that we formulate our qualifying and our quotes based on that. But really, if it's just finding out what you qualify for, what am I comfortable spending, then at least when that opportunity does come about, you can be ready to go, having provided some information for an application. And sometimes getting, a couple of pay stubs and W-2s in there, just so that you're that much more qualified and ready to go. Not a necessity, but can certainly help you get out ahead of the game.
Yeah, and so you've helped hundreds, if not at this point, thousands of our friends' family and, of course, my family. And so we're talking about spending less than an hour and a handful of emails to be ready to strike when the iron's hot. Last point, because I know you've got to run. My advice would be, don't wait. Be ready. And if the right opportunity for a property or a house comes up in 2025, my advice would be grab the best rate you can grab the day you find the best property. Don't wait on rate, because we just don't know when that's going to happen. And the movement could be up, it could be down, it could be barely down, it could be flat. But if rates were to come significantly down later, then you could also help us refinance that into, so we got a great deal on the house and now we have a great deal on the mortgage as well. Is that an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement. Okay. You can secure that purchase price of the house, that biggest opportunity, and the interest rate part is temporary. That's something that can be changed. We will waive your origination fees, closing costs on that refinance, just to make that a seamless and easy opportunity to lower that payment, lower that interest rate whenever that market opportunity does come about.
Nice, nice. And how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, they can call me directly at 972-386-1231. That's 972-386-1231. And always come to see me at our branch and office here in Addison.
Okay. And then the website's still good at patrickgleros.com?
You got it.
Okay. And of course, if you forget any of that stuff, folks, just go to toddtremontiteam.com, click the radio tab, and all of our, the experts and the pros that we talk to here on the show, and Patrick's been on there since day one of the show, supporting us and making sure you guys get great real estate and mortgage info. So patrickgleros.com, and then you can pick a phone number or a website or whatever you like. Man, we appreciate your time. I know you got to run. We'll have you back on soon, buddy.
Glad to be here.
Great. Awesome. Talk with Take you. Care, man. Bye. All right, folks. If you are thinking about making a purchase this year, whether it's residential, commercial, industrial, investment, second home, third home, land, or whatever, Patrick is your guy. He's my guy. My wife and I have never purchased a home for our family and not used Patrick Glaros if we had a mortgage. PatrickGlaros.com, GLAROS. Now, as we think about market-wide forecast for 2025, we got full-price Courtney in studio. And listen, people, we gave her a microphone. not only is she in the room, she's got a microphone. So buckle up.
Yeah.
And who knows what happens next?
We never know.
2025, Courtney, when I say 20, are you ready to say it yet, or does it still sound weird coming out of your mouth?
I mean, it's just wild.
I think we talked at the end of the year about back when we used to write checks. That was always the weirdest part for me. Like, I would use the wrong number for the whole month of January.
Yeah.
It's not as hard as it once was, but it still sounds weird for a while. And right now, 2025 sounds great to me. 2024 is a good year.
Feels hopeful.
2025 is going to be better. It's not just the every year is going to be better.
Yeah.
But 2024 in real estate was fine. 2023 in real estate was fine. Late 2022 in real estate was annoying. And I think there's some good movement. There's a lot of reason to believe that Dallas-Fort Worth, we're going to have a better run here than most, maybe more than anybody. Mm-hmm. And so there's all sorts of reports in the media. There's all sorts of lists out. We're seeing more activity. Just our team was talking this morning, more showings, more calls, more buyers ready to go look at houses, more people ready to make offers. I wouldn't be waiting around if I was in the market right now, because I think I don't expect this post-COVID explosion in 2025, but I think we're going to have a more active market, a little bit more activity if you're a seller, a little bit more competition if you're a buyer. If I'm a buyer, I'm not waiting around for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wait around to compete with two or three people for a house. Even if the rate is an eighth of a point higher, I want to lock that house down for the rest of the time I own it at the lowest possible price I could. And I would tell you to do that as soon as your family finances and you are ready. Don't do that if you can't afford it, but assuming you're financially ready and your family's ready and you want to buy, I'd get that done as fast as possible. Inventory is pretty decent right now, higher than it's been in a little while. I think that's going to slip a little bit this year as more and more people come and consume and buy those houses up. There will be fewer choices with more competition, and who knows what the rates will be by the time we hit the traditional, stereotypical, sometimes great, sometimes unwise spring, summer real estate market. So that's kind of the snapshot forecast. If you're a seller, I think I've been saying this for a year and a half or 2 years, you can be patient. You don't have to be urgently running out. But the good news for you is there's more buyers in the market. So if you want to sell, you don't have to wait. If you want to sell and buy, I would do that as quickly as I can. If you're selling and buying something smaller and cheaper, then you can be a little more patient. But if you're selling and buying something bigger or nicer, I would sell at probably a record-breaking price today or real close. And then I would go buy at a better price in January, February than I'm going to get in March, April, May, June, July, probably ever again in DFW. DFW is on every list right now, is probably the hottest market in DFW. I mean, in the nation. We'll talk about that later in the show, why and where and what that means. But I'd be super heads up about that for sure. I do want to remind you, as you think about the cost of housing and the cost of owning a home, that your homeowner's insurance and, of course, your auto insurance is a big piece of that. And people are ticked off about it right now. You know, rates have gone up, and the person selling you the insurance probably didn't choose that rate. They're probably selling something that some big actuarial team behind the scenes in a big company chose. But insurance is more expensive than it's probably ever been.
Mine's gone up $100 a month.
Yeah, that's not fun. But if you want to make sure that you are getting the best deal possible and you have the right coverage, you got to talk to DP Lambert. Yep, dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. And of course, you can find his information if you just go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click the radio tab, and you see all the pros and experts that we talk to here on the show, phone numbers, emails, all that good stuff. But DP is going to take very good care of you. Even if you need to change carriers, the actual provider of the insurance, DP can broker that out to different carriers. You can have the same expert every year. DP can be your guy forever. But he could change you from this insurance provider to that insurance provider, switch your home, keep your auto, switch your auto, keep your home, switch it all every year if that's what's best for you as far as coverage to make sure you're protected and pricing to make sure your budget is as stable as it can be. I think that is the wise approach to insurance, specifically with your real estate and your auto. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. All right, Courtney.
Well, in light of your 2025 forecast, mm-hmm. I found an article about just this discrepancy between buyer and seller expectations. They did a survey. Clever Real Estate.
They did the survey. Those guys and girls.
The whole internet is they.
Yep.
But right or wrong, I think it is worth a discussion that they found a $27,000 gap between buyers and sellers' price expectations, with first-time buyers expecting to pay $82,000 less than sellers anticipate. And while 74% of sellers say they'd pull their home off the market if they don't get their desired price, mm-hmm. 35% of buyers won't pay asking or above.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, 72% of sellers expect to close in under 4 months, while 58% of buyers foresee a longer timeline. I just think that, like, I know I have that expectation, like, oh, this is the price of your house? Well, it's pretty negotiable. I'd like to pay less.
First of all, that was a lot of numbers. Well done.
Thank you.
I have formulated an academic response.
And now this.
Nothing about that article is new information.
Totally.
Or ever any different. And I will say, it's a worthy article. And oftentimes I'll say it's a useless article. But this one is worthy. Let me tell you why the data in there is like not new at all. What people say in a survey and what they do when it's crunch time are always different.
Ooh.
Okay. So if I said to you, hey, it's time to get a new car. I'm going to go with you. We're going to go over to the dealership. We're going to get you a deal.
Yeah.
What happens every time we go to the dealership?
Oh, I have no idea, Todd.
We end up with a completely different deal. Right? Doesn't mean you don't get a fair deal, but that's just what I say in a survey versus how we negotiate a deal out is always different. Buyers always say, I would never pay that. And sellers always say, I would never sell for that. And at the end of the day, there's compromises and people move forward together.
But what I do think is right about the article, and I think what is nothing new about it that we're always navigating, is this way that we are groomed and bred. We cannot seem to recover from the past and how we've been taught to buy or sell.
True. And it's cultural. Different cultures handle all that differently. But let me tell you this. What is positive about this article and why I think it's a good article is it's actually showing both sides have some confidence. If you had done that survey in 2021 after COVID, the sellers would have said, I'm not taking less than 200 over. Right. And the buyers would have said,
I'll give you whatever.
We're letting them have our cars and our
our boats.
Yep. And the sellers would have said, I expect it to take 4 minutes. And the buyers would have said, I expect it to take a year and a half because I'm going to miss out on 8 houses, right? What that survey tells you is that right now, buyers are like, no, I want a fair deal. And sellers are like, no, I want a fair deal. And what that means, this gap is actually a healthy sign of a market where there is give and take. And where sellers have some confidence and buyers have some confidence, they're probably both moderately overconfident, which is fine. That's normal. And when they get together, they'll either fail a couple of times and then get more realistic, or they'll make some give and take compromises and put together a fair deal, which is actually, like I've said for almost 2 years now, is a much healthier real estate market than the wild extremes of there's 1,000 houses on the market for every buyer and buyers can pick and choose and there's deep discounts and foreclosures and bloodshed, or the opposite. There's 1,000 buyers for every house and the sellers are saying, shine my shoes on the way out, and I'm not going to fix anything. Neither of those markets is particularly healthy. We can survive all of them, and we have in Dallas for the last 20 years. But the reality is this. That survey indicates that we're in a market with some give and take where there's confidence on both sides, and that's actually a good thing. And I am excited about a market where those two opinions coexist. All those people will have some sense of compromise and being humbled. I say all, the vast majority. You could have the right house at the right place or the wrong house at the wrong time, and you could get, totally crushed by the other side. But most likely, it's a market with some balance. It's not an extreme seller's market. It's probably, for the first time in a long time, technically speaking, in most parts of DFW, it is truly a stable market. It doesn't feel stable and predictable. But what I mean by stable is like there's give and take. Neither side necessarily has a ton of unique leverage that the other side has to just kind of bow to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, it sort of seems like it's teetering. Yeah.
Now, I could say, oh, in that neighborhood right now, nope, sellers still have pretty good leverage. There's not a lot on the market, and everybody wants to be in there for that school district and by the creek, you know, whatever. And over here, there's a bunch of houses on the market, and it's not as competitive, and so, you know, buyers have a real advantage.
Which is
all of that exists right now, which is still the murky middle that I've been talking about, but it's more balanced statistically to where there's some give and take out there, and you can find some real deals.
Yeah, which is why you say having a local expert is so important. Okay, you've been, for the past 20 years, you've been watching this. Mm-hmm. Like, how does this climate feel compared to...
I have to be careful. For me, as a real estate broker and a team leader of a team of world-class, full-time, dedicated agents, I'll take this market over the crazy extremes. Mm-hmm. Because we can make people really happy in this market. We can get a seller a great deal. We can get a buyer a fair deal. We can get someone who's selling and buying. You know, we can have them be happy. Now, look, we do that in all markets. But in some markets, it's like, look, we are going to dominate the selling side. And we're going to do better than everybody else on the buy side. But it's not going to be gangbusters or the opposite, right? This is a market where, because of the flexibility on both sides, we can knock it out of the park on both sides for people. So, of course, our systems and our team and our people dictate our success, but the market can skew that, you know, better this way, worse that way. And this market provides massive opportunity on both sides. Now, unfortunately, that's not true of the normal buyer, the normal agent, the normal seller, the normal broker. Like it or not, right or wrong, and I think it's wrong, most agents, most brokerages, and most clients are operating on a DFW. They're so used to a seller's market spring summer strategy that there's a lot of people out there in winter 2025 in a more balanced market using a spring summer seller's market strategy, and they're going to lose. And they're going to lose to Tatramani Home Selling Team agents and clients and other heads up agents that are customizing a strategy for this market. And we can do that for folks right now. All you got to do is give us a call, 214-310-0008. Or if you're one of the 99.9% of people that never calls anyone on the radio because that's weird to you, that's fine. Just go to toddtramonteteam.com or do the easy thing and just Google Todd Tramonte, T-R-A-M-O-N-T-E. That's my name, but I don't do this alone. I've got a team of incredible people who are full-time, well-educated, committed to the success and winning of our clients, that love a great success story where a client makes a bunch of money selling and saves a bunch of money buying, is in a much better situation for their family. When we come back after the break, we are going to be talking about specifically why DFW is expected to be the hottest real estate market in the nation for real estate, residential real estate investment and development in 2025. And by the way, I would include your home for your family as an investment as well. If you'd like to sit down for a 100% completely free strategy session where we just talk about, what do you want to do next year? You want to buy a second home? You want to get a bigger house? You want to get a smaller house? You want to save some money? You have some money to invest? Your kid's graduating and you don't need the space? Any of those conversations. Free strategy session to help you get an idea of what are your next steps, when's a good time to do that, where can you benefit the most, how can this be drama-free. We can set you up with a free strategy session. Call or text 214-310-0008 or just Google Todd Tramonte. Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, expected to be the hottest real estate market in the nation for home ownership, investment, and development in 2025. Why is that the case? First segment brought to you by Patrick Gleros and his mortgage team over at ABC Bank. Cardinal is out. ABC is in. Patrick Gleros is our guy and always has been for 20 plus years. PatrickGleros.com. G-L-A-R-O-S. PatrickGleros.com. Now, DFW area has historically been one of the strongest real estate markets in the country, really for the better part of the last two decades. Why is that? There's a lot of reasons. Jobs, access to just about everything a major city could offer, including airports, healthcare, education, entertainment, sports, all of it. Also available land, relative affordability to the rest of the country, a tax climate that tends to be really attractive. But we have seen more and more reporting from outside sources on DFW than we have in 3 or 4 years. So some of that has to do with the general optimism of the marketplace. Some of it has specifically to do with the makeup and sort of the trending in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So 2,000-plus industry experts put together a report recently, and it is their estimation, it is their educated guess, it's their professional opinion that DFW is going to be an outstanding environment for real estate investment in 2025. And when we say investment, that doesn't mean speculative corporate investment necessarily, although it does include real estate development for residential reasons. But your home for your family or for you is obviously also an investment. Now, as a real estate broker, our team at the Tatramani Home Selling Team is constantly helping and counseling people to evaluate how much do you think about your home as an investment versus a safe and secure place to enjoy your life. It is both, and in certain situations, we need to be careful not to overemphasize the financial investment piece because there's other value we get out of a home. But in all situations, we at least need to be aware that this is a significant financial investment. For a lot of people, it's their biggest. For some people, it's not, but it's one of the biggest financial investments in your life. And I say financial investments because I understand there's other kinds of investments of your time and your influence and your skills. But when it comes to residential real estate in 2025, it is nearly a consensus that overall, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is going to be a very, very attractive market to be in. What does that mean? Well, it means people think values are going up. It means people think that you can get a pretty fair deal right now and values are going to go up soon. It means there's some availability of opportunity of existing housing and new homes being built and land to be developed where there will be demand for future housing. All of that is good for you if you want to buy residential real estate in DFW or if you already own residential real estate in DFW for the value of your existing investment. Now, some of us are less excited about the fact that as values go up, our taxes on our homes go up. But pros and cons on all these things. Let me give you a couple of little snapshots on areas where this is extremely, I would argue, is pretty obvious. Take an area like Sherman, where Texas Instruments has continued to develop and bring in jobs and grow and in many ways drive a community with employment and community investment. But you take 75 North, you go right through Sherman and you see literally the growth of not only, you know, corporations like Texas Instruments that are employers and they draw people in and they work with the city and the communities to be an attractive place for people to live. But you can see on both sides of the highway there where residential developers are building attractive, nice, new, really compelling communities with lots to offer. Of course, more affordable homes than you might find further south in town. Larger homes, sometimes larger lots, sometimes a lot more community amenities. So Sherman, if you haven't been to our YouTube channel, we've got some information there on the community, but also just as a data point is one of the many pieces of data that rolls into the averages that say DFW is going to be a really strong place to be an owner of residential real estate because of its growth, because of the employment opportunity, because of a stable economy, access to all the things we talked about, professional sports, airports, healthcare, education, all those things. So Sherman as an example, with Texas Instruments as an example of a magnet, an anchor provider of opportunity there, is doing really, really big things. You look at Kaufman County and you see about as many houses being built there as anywhere in the country and being built fairly quickly. And again, being built in some communities that are super, super attractive as far as amenities, space, hiking, biking, trails, access to jobs, and a region that has been growing for a very long time, but we're seeing an uptick in the growth. Looks like you have a thought.
I just think it's so interesting. Like when you look at the map, it's like Sherman is about as north as you can go, North Texas.
It used to feel like the absolute northern edge of everything.
But DFW. Like no big deal. Yeah. And then you talk about Kaufman County, which you're going like southeast. I mean, it's just like, it's pretty wild how we're spreading.
Yep.
And it really makes it such a powerful, exciting city.
And how virtual work has allowed us to spread a little bit more.
Yeah.
even if it's not as big as it once was immediately during or post COVID, it is still an absolute changer, forever changer of demographics and dynamics of housing. We will, we, at least for a generation or so, experience this cycle of more demand than historically normal for these outer ring communities, larger homes typically. We talked about this ad nauseum on the show during the COVID-19 lockdowns, but it used to be that you left your home to go to work. You left your home to go to the gym. You left your home and took the kids to the park. Maybe you left the home and went and did some sort of hobby or whatever. Maybe you had a side gig elsewhere. And then during COVID-19, a lot of people had already wanted to, and it sort of gave them the excuse. And then a lot of people just found this newfound freedom or were forced into it. And they were like, I want my job to be at home. I want my gym to be at home. I want my recreation to be at home. I want the side gig thing to be at home. I want my kids' entertainment to be at home. So they ended up buying larger homes on larger properties, and all of that was built at the house, and they were out and about less. And much of that has lingered. And we see it in other areas as well. A totally different factor is, take like the Hillwood area, Alliance Airport area, Roanoke kind of ish area of the Fort Worth side of things. And again, you see rapid development. You see highways and roads all being kind of chewed up to accommodate the massive amount of additional demand for residents and business, and that Alliance Airport driving all kinds of industrial and corporate development. We were out there, doesn't matter. We were out there over the holidays, and I'm out there like once a month. And even just in like a 1 month period, I'm like, man, the rate of growth and change out there is wild. And there's some beautiful communities, and there are some areas that are still desperately holding on to acreage sites for, you know, cattle as well as residential living. Just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 acre properties. Our kids had a football and cheer deal out there last year in Roanoke, and I'm always kind of laughing at this massive corporate campus surrounded by cattle. Well, that's been the story of Dallas for, you know, 75 years, but now it's the story of Sherman or the story of Roanoke. It just keeps going. But those are some of, nowhere near all of, the reasons the DFW is on almost everybody's list as one of the most attractive real estate markets for 2025 and one of the best investment markets. Again, you could define investment a lot of ways, but what I'm telling you and what the data is saying is that is because really smart people with really deep pockets believe they would like to get their money into the DFW market now because those values are going up soon. They want to get that investment in here and experience that appreciation or cash flow along the way, but there's an anticipation of still a lot of growth to come this year. So if you're thinking about buying, I would be a buyer sooner than later. If you're thinking about selling and buying, I would absolutely do that pretty darn quick. And we at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team would be honored to earn your trust and earn your business, or at least add some value in your life and give you some advice or guidance or data, help you think through some things, help you think through when is the right time to buy or sell or invest in that rental home, that second home, that flip, or how long you should wait before you do that. And we do that through what we call free strategy sessions. We set aside most afternoons, and there's some other times in the month of January, for free strategy sessions for our DFW friends and family and neighbors to get, you know, get a plan in place, get some confidence in your head and in your heart. Sleep well at night knowing that, okay, we're going to wait a year and a half. Hey, we're going to execute this plan in October. We're going to keep our eye out for that, and that's going to trigger our move. Or maybe, wow, we didn't understand all that. We want to go now and take advantage of the increase in the growth that's anticipated by virtually nearly all the experts, including me, in this market. You can reach out to us right now for a strategy session by calling or texting 214-310-0008. Right now, you could just text the word strategy to 214-310-0008. It really is that simple. I'm going to say it again because a lot of times people just don't do it. We talk to them later and they say, I wish I'd have done this a long time ago. Just text the word strategy to 214-310-0008. We'll get back to you probably just by text and say, hey, when's a good time? What do you need? What are you thinking about? What can we do to prepare? What information could we have that would be helpful to you? Do you want to do that in person or on Zoom, or start with a short phone call? And then we will resource you to make a better decision that's better for you, your family, and your finances. Just text the word strategy to 214-310-0008. Or if you really prefer, you can go online to
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
Or just Google Todd Tremonti, T-R-A-M-O-N-T-E. I couldn't be more proud of the team of people we have here in our Fort Worth office and in our Richardson office that truly, genuinely care for people, are unbelievably well-educated and trained, and who want to go either to battle for you if their battle needs to be done, or just to advocate and lead and guide you to the absolute best outcome possible for you and your real estate in 2025 or beyond, if the plan that is best for you is to wait a while longer. Google Todd Tremonti or call or text 214-310-0008. And again, you can just text the word strategy to 214-310-0008, and we can help you start the conversation. No pressure, no rush, no commitment, no cost. And just get your head around, what are your goals? Do you want to downsize when the kids graduate? Do you want a lake house? You need another bedroom? Is your family growing? Do you want a multi-generational house? Do you want a house on 2 or 3 or 5 acres so you can play and grow things and have some space and freedom and privacy? We are here to help. The two things we probably love most is helping people buy and sell homes in neighborhoods that enrich their lives, that they just, neighborhoods they love, and homes on land, which would be, you know, half an acre or more in, you know, right around the house or out back, where you have some room to be who God made you to be and to love your life more. 214-310-0008 or ToddTremontiTeam.com. Okay, Courtney, listen, I need a definition from you really quickly. I'm going to throw out a term.
Okay.
I need you to define it.
Okay.
What is a polar vortex?
A swirling storm that's very cold. And I don't, I think of like a snow tornado.
Snow-nado.
What do you think about that?
I think that's close enough.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to be Ian. Ian's not here today. We don't have to ridicule each other's answers.
Knock me down.
Polar vortex is... what did you say? A swirling storm?
That's cold. Like a snow tornado.
Snow-nado. A polar vortex is a large area of low-pressure cold air surrounding the Earth's poles. Everybody knows that. It's present year-round, but during the winter, the polar vortex becomes stronger, and sometimes extends further south, bringing frigid Arctic air to the mid-latitude regions like the United States or even Europe or Asia. I don't know if you knew that. I think that's about what you said. Basically, it's Arctic air that gets shoved down in places where Arctic air is not supposed to be, like Texas, for example. So that's what, you know, that's how this week went. And I hope your pipes were okay. And I hope your children's cheeks were okay. And I hope you had the right jacket. I'll just say this.
It's gloves. Gloves are the thing.
I don't hate it.
I don't either.
I don't hate it. A little snow, you know, I take the snow over like the gross sleet, you know, and I think, you know, depending on where you live in the Metroplex, you got a little bit of all of that. But 25 degrees when it's not windy is not that bad. 25 degrees when it's windy and wet, that's not that great, you know? That's not fun is what that isn't. I tell my kids all the time, if we're talking about the distance between the car door and the school door or the car door and the house door, we got to be tough. We got to suck it up. If we're talking about like we're supposed to be outside for extended periods of time, you know, we're not wired for this. This isn't what we're used to. We're Texas people. We're going to wear the coat. We don't have salt trucks and plows because it would be unwise for us to have those.
Just snuggle buns.
But here's a question I also have for you.
Okay.
Triple C.
Here I am.
Does the weather impact the real estate market?
I think it does. I think it causes us to snuggle up.
Okay.
We don't venture out.
That's a strange read on it, but you're not wrong.
You think things stall?
Yeah, they do.
It feels like the behavior would be similar to school starting back.
Yes.
Like I have my attention on other things.
Correct. And I'm going to talk about why that matters and what the impact is here in just a second. But first, I want to remind people that you know what else impacts your real estate? Oh, if you're, are you going to sneeze? You want to do it on air? Oh, that was weird. The title company impacts your real estate. The title company impacts your purchase, your sale, the recording of your deed, the signatures on everything, the routing of the dollars and cents, and the insurance that literally protects that you're buying a home from someone that owns it, or you're selling a home that you fully own and that you're not going to have any responsibility for in the future. Title company is that neutral third party that does all those things correctly. And Republic Title does it as well, if not better, than anybody else. And if you're not careful and you get the wrong title company, it's a nightmare. It can kill your deal. It can kill your sleep. It can kill your peace and your prosperity. Don't mess this up. Republic Title is who I use. Republic Title is who we love. RepublicTitle.com is where you start. Now, Courtney, here's my pet peeve on what weather does to the industry of real estate. So check this out.
Okay.
We opened the show today with DFW home sales are at a 21-month high, right? More home sales are happening right now than they have in the last 21 months. But check out this stat. I'm making this one up. This is not a real stat, everybody, but check this out. What if I said week one of 2025 is 50% below week one of 2024? And I use that headline to scare a bunch of people that the real estate market's terrible.
Like it's down?
Yeah, that's not true. I'm making this up. But what if I said that? What if statistically it was true?
I know, I'm trying to understand how.
Well, stay with me. Yeah. I'm just saying, what would people's response be to that? Yikes. 2025 starts the year off at literally 50% down from 2024.
Yeah, things are bad.
And then what if I said, well, there was a polar vortex.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Right? But no one says that.
Right.
And guess what? In 2028, when they look back, they don't remember the weather, but they see the math. And they go, man, January 2025 was brutal. It was tough. Instead of must have been the election.
What was going on?
But in reality, it was like, no, there was ice on the roads for 6 days, which, again, I'm making all this up.
Sure.
And so people snuggled, and they didn't go out and look at houses, and they didn't buy houses. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a little bit misleading because if no one comes out of their house in January, it's probably the February and March sales and closings that are impacted by that. But think about that. Mm-hmm. Just imagine if this weather comes back and it lingers and this storm that we just had is, you know, still in, becomes a bigger thing, guess what happens? February and March sales will be down because people didn't go out in January or put their house on the market in January. And then it's even harder to actually factor that into the data because people don't remember. People don't correlate that. So this is where I say weather really, really does impact real estate. It could just be rain. It could be snow. It could be ice. It can actually be a dust storm. It, you know, one day out of 30 is still statistically relevant. Mm-hmm. Some years, like this year, Christmas fell on a Wednesday. That whole week was just kind of different than if Christmas falls on a Saturday. That type of stuff can really impact real estate data when you look day over day, week over week, year over year, quarter over quarter. And obviously, month over month is one of the more popular terms. And one or two or three days is 10%. 3 days is 10% of a month. 5 days is starting to be really significant. And an ice storm and school's out and parents don't work or focus on real estate, that stuff really, really matters. So hopefully that made sense to people. That was just sort of a heads up on being careful how much you trust and rely on statistics and data. That's why you need a local real estate professional that can lead and guide you through these types of things. And I'm here to tell you, I'm biased because I'm Todd Tremonti. But the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team is the best there is in DFW. And when I say that, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the men and women on this team that make huge sacrifices and deeply care and are wildly intelligent and unbelievably well-trained and hand-selected by me to work really, really hard to take great care of home buyers and sellers and investors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you'd like to chat with one of our full-time, dedicated, world-class agents, all you got to do is text the word strategy to 214-310-0008. We'll set you up with a 45-minute to 90-minute, 100% completely free strategy session. That's usually best done in person. It can be done by Zoom. and it can at least be started or warmed up on the phone. So if you prefer to call, 214-310-0008. If you would rather go to a website, check this one out.
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
And if all else fails, just Google Todd Tremonti. Spell it the best way you can. Get close enough. We're all over the internet. You can find over 700 reviews. You can find videos on YouTube. You can find past podcast episodes and radio show episodes. You can find maps that show all the places we've sold homes. And you'll find that we specialize in several things, but two primarily: neighborhood homes and homes on land. Homes on land meaning big backyards, homes with a few acres that you can really enjoy your space. And neighborhood home meaning literally a house in a neighborhood with a bunch of neighbors and a school nearby and all the things that many, many people in DFW love to have. We don't specialize in commercial or industrial or leasing and things like that. We can introduce you to people, so you can still feel free to reach out. We can help you with that. But those are not the things we specialize in. We're very clear that we specialize in selling residential property in neighborhoods and on land. And we guarantee to sell your home in a neighborhood or on land over the average price and under the average time. We guarantee both of those things. And if you're a buyer, we guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the process of purchasing that home. And if you want to know more about that or how we do that or where that applies or, you know, if when you should move forward with that, all you got to do is give us a call. 214-310-0008. You can text 214-310-0008 or you can go online to ToddTremontiTeam.com. We have limited availability, especially heading into spring and summer. We have room for about 18 folks who want to sell a house on land, and we have room for about 18 folks that want to sell a neighborhood home. Let us know now, and we can make room for you on that list for spring and summer, but you could also go ahead and get it sold now. ToddTremontiTeam.com. If you want your garage floors, your backyard, your pool deck, your patio to be awesome, then you go to goodgaragefloors.com and you tell them Todd Tremonti sent you. They give you a little discount for being a friend, actually a big discount for being a friend of ours, and then your life is better. That's goodgaragefloors.com. For everything else, ToddTremontiTeam.com. Click that radio tab, check out the podcast. We'll talk to you next week.